Adam Surin.
Hey, Dennis, it's Sam, RDI. How are you?
All right.
Awesome, man. How's the holiday season treating you over there in Missouri?
Sturdy, slow.
Sturdy, slow. What's it usually like? Is it? I know. Are you in more of a?
It gets later every fucking year. People waiting. It'll be 4 or 5 days before Christmas, and there'll be wall to wall, everybody upset, can't find nothing, you know.
Mm-hmm. No, for sure. Late night, late ideas for the gifts.
Well, you get rid of a lot of shit.
Yeah, which is nice.
Takes us been here for a while and pushing.
Yeah.
Her dad, well, I don't know. I bet she, I don't know she'd like this.
Yeah. Yeah,
that turns into salesman, get rid of the shit. It's been around for a while.
Mm-hmm. That's when it comes, man. Those 5 days is got to get rid of shit.
But it's not. It's, yeah, it's good. The economy sucks.
It is weird. You know, I mean, of course, I work with people all over the country, so it's like it's different when you see it. But when it's, you know, smaller towns, I know for a fact, like near D.C., has been really slow because for some reason no one's buying. I think it was part of the government shutdown and, you know, the trains were shut off. And there's just a bunch of different factors that go into why people aren't buying.
Property tax went through the ceiling, you know. People pay that in December. That's pissing everybody. That's making everybody upset.
Hmm. I didn't know you had to pay that in December.
That is here, property taxes, most of the country. Yeah.
Well, I'm in New York, so I know about property tax, and right, it's expensive over here.
Yeah, I don't understand why it's got to be so high.
Yeah, they tax everything. It's just how it goes. Unfortunately, I don't know what the hell they're doing.
The only good politician is the one that croaked yesterday.
That what?
I said the only time you meet a good politician, the only time you hear about a good politician, that's the only good things when they croak the day before. Can't stand politicians.
Trust me, I'm with you. I am so with you. It's hard to trust anyone nowadays in that realm.
Well, we got broke into a year ago. At night,
mm-hmm.
Got him on video, got the truck. The guy was so stupid, he came in high. 4 weeks later, he came in high, trying to sell one of the pieces he stole from us back.
Ha! What an idiot.
And we couldn't pin down who it was because he used his work truck.
Okay.
Returned that, and he used his work truck. Now we got him. When he broke in, he had I call it a Fauci mask, a blue face shield, and brown gloves, and a sweatshirt, you know.
Yeah.
You can't see his hair, what color his skin is, nothing. All you can see, he's here. He busts the top out of the cases, grabs some stuff. Silver, we put the gold away at night.
Nice.
Put some stuff, about $6,000 worth, and out the door he went. Jumps in his truck and drives off. But the video outside got him, you know, it showed him getting in the truck and driving off. And then he comes out here and he's trying to return that. And he said, no, I can't take that without a receipt. Well, let me look that up. They still got the stock number on it, the tag. Yep, it's on the stolen sheet. So I'm not looking at sales. I'm looking at the stolen sheet, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it's there. I'm thinking, what do I do? He said, well, would you give me half of what I paid for it? Yeah, I'd do that. You got a driver's license? I was gonna have him hand me his ID.
Yeah.
I done made up my mind. I'm going to pull my piss out and stick it in his fucking mouth. I'm going to tell him he's under arrest. And he said, oh, hell no, and he turned and walked out. Like he didn't want me to know who he was.
Yeah.
Forgot to take his name tag off.
Huh.
And his badge. And he's a state conservation agent.
Wow.
Commissioned officer.
What?
Yeah.
What an idiot. Yep. That's insane.
And they transferred him. They said, well, I mean, they're ho-humming around what they're going to do about it. I went to the prosecutor, and I said, well, I said, you know, after this, I pushed it a little bit. I said, three of them come out and stood in front of my store and pointed at me like they were with their hand, act like they were shooting. I said, that's fine. I said, you can put a 500-foot order on them bastards. Any of them get within 500 feet of me, I fear for my life I'll kill the motherfuckers. The prosecutor says, well, you can't. I said, you tell the judge, you going to prosecute me? I said, well, how about I stand out in front of your house and act like I'm shooting at you? Let's see what you think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, you're putting a little different. You're putting this in a little different light here. I got to think about this. And yeah, they didn't. They had no facial recognition, so they wouldn't do anything about it. Well, the guys got caught twice since then breaking in, and there's a whole ring of them, and they're all state conservation people.
Mm-hmm.
But they've had two more things, and they transferred this guy down to Springfield, Missouri. And he got caught down there, and he's been found guilty, and they didn't fuck around with him. They just caught him, found him guilty. They're going to sentence him the middle of January.
Good.
I think I'm going to drive all the way to Springfield and have a talk with the judge before the sentencing.
Hmm.
Give him all the information up here, show him what he did.
Yeah.
Video of the motherfucker standing in front of the store pointing at me. Like he was shooting. I said, you know, you got to put him, sentencing, you need to put him away for a long time.
Nice.
That ain't right.
Well, Dennis, I'll tell you what. I'll give you a call in a little bit. We're moving here. It's a fast-paced time of year, so I gotta get back to it here. But I'll shoot you another call over next week when you're moving and grooving, and you might need some.
I'll give you a holler if I need something. Right now, it gets kind of bad because we can go a couple of hours where it's slow, and then you get three or four people at the same time trying to, you know, it's a pain to ask, can't answer the phone.
Yeah, no, I got it.
I'll give you a holler if I need something. Thanks.
Cool. I appreciate that. Thank you.